Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bell Star,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 646-915-8421. This email, thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, and tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors today are Accurate Med Testing, Growers Health, and Mary Jane Survival Guide.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with certifications, you will find classes, lectures, demonstrations, medication, and all things education related to medical cannabis. Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, or tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Woo woo! We're having always we're talking technical, challenges, and we're trying to figure out what you can hear and what you can't hear. So right now, we're trying to figure out an appropriate volume for this little ditty of a ditty. We got ditty in the background. Happy birthday, Pop! Today would be my dad. Oh, geez, 80-something, we won't even say it, 80-something birthday. And I love it. I love all the ads now in the magazines and all over that I always say out loud, yes, Dad, money does grow on trees. Oh, I love marijuana. Sorry, cannabis, pot, ganja, weed, whatever you want to call it. Love it. We have an exciting show today. We have somebody from Indiana who's in Denver right now hanging out. They went to the legal state, and this is Larry Hawkins from Medical Marijuana for Indiana, so we're really excited to talk to him. He's host of a whole bunch of programs and a vet and all sorts of things got going on with Larry. And in the news, well, this is Bell Star. Cannabis Kid's missing. We just don't know where he is. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Cannabis Kid, we hope you're safe and on your way, or just sleeping in. Probably forgot his number. It happens. It happens to the best. In the news, we got a lot going on in the news. You're reading about Texas? Holy cow, it's totally exploding. They got Democrats all over the place. Get this stuff legalized, folks. They're just freaking out over there, which is a good thing.
And Republicans, too.
Yeah, Republicans, too. There's, in fact, I just invited a Republican group that wants to end prohibition to the radio show, so we're waiting to hear back from them. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have an Australian group that's going to come on air with us. That's not a lie. Yeah. So the Aussies are coming on. We got a whole lot going on. In fact, March 5th is our 2 year Weed Day Wednesday show. Yeah, almost, just about, starting here. it's going to be a fun show. Lots going on. I think we're going to get Dougie Fine and Cheryl Schumann, and I've already told our lawyer, Mr. Dean, he's coming on, and we'll see if he makes it. We love to threaten on-air time with him. It's actually quite fun. But there's all sorts of stuff in the news today. The DEA slammed Obama. That was not a nice thing to do. In Washington, D.C.
They're very upset with our president.
Well, you know what? Come on, he's a president. For a reason.
Hello.
The head of the Drug Enforcement Administration slammed President Barack Obama this week for saying marijuana is no more harmful than alcohol, according to a report Saturday in the Boston Herald.
Mm-hmm.
DEA Administrator Michelle M. Leonard reportedly told a group of sheriffs at a closed-door conference in Washington that she was frustrated by the administration's recent openness towards state legalization. Although Leonard's remarks were not made publicly, her pointed reference to the president could put her job in jeopardy. Hello? She was honest. Mike Lead Holt, president of the National Sheriff's Association, told the Herald she may get fired, but she was honest. The administration so far has shown itself willing to let Colorado's and Washington's experiments with marijuana legalization move ahead. But those baby steps towards respecting state legalization appear to have sown dissension in the DEA. A former Baltimore cop and longtime DEA agent before ascending to the agency's top role staunchly opposes mainstreaming marijuana use. In 2012 House Judiciary testimony, she refused to answer a question from Colorado Representative Jared Polis about whether she thought crack or heroin were worse for a person's health than marijuana. She said in December that legalization sends mixed messages to high schoolers, and this month one of her top deputies told Congress that legalization is reckless and irresponsible. Leonard also appears to have been upset by a flag made of hemp that flew over the U.S. Capitol on July 4th.
Upset about Betsy Ross.
Wow. Lady, lighten up. Go get some Indo. Bristol County, Massachusetts Sheriff Thomas Hodgson told the Herald that she said her lowest point in 33 years in the DEA was when she learned they'd flown a hemp flag over the Capitol on July 4th. The sheriffs were all shocked. This is the first time in 28 years I've ever heard anyone in her position being that candid. The flag was made of industrial hemp, which is not a drug. This shows how shockingly out of touch Michelle Leonard is, Polis told the HuffPost in an email Saturday. You would think that one of her lowest points would have been when she completely embarrassed herself by failing to state the obvious scientific fact that marijuana is less harmful and addictive than heroin. Almost 500,000 Americans saw her make a fool of herself.
Yeah.
A DEA spokeswoman contacted the Herald, did not comment on Leonard's remarks, but reiterated the agency's opposition to legalization. She did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Post. Aside from Obama's statement, it also appears that Leonard was incensed that the unofficial White House softball team squared off against the marijuana reformers team in a game covered exclusively by HuffPost. The White House staffers lost.
Uh-oh.
Tom Angel, founder of the Reform Group Marijuana Majority, told HuffPost in an email that he doesn't expect Leonard to be fired for her insubordinate speech. But in light of the president's newfound boldness in speaking out about the unfairness of marijuana and prohibition enforcement, he should take the opportunity to significantly reform federal marijuana policy and rearrange agencies that have mismanaged this for so long.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, man.
It sounds like some folks that don't have time to educate themselves.
No. Not at all. Not at all. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah,
she needs to. She needs some education because, you know, especially being in the position she's in. Yeah, just leave. All right. Well, let's get Larry on the line here. He's been waiting patiently for long enough. Let's chat with him and see what he's got going on for Indiana. Hello, Larry. Welcome to Weed Day.
Hey,
Larry.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Where are you?
I'm in Denver. Actually, I was hoping that I could be hanging out with you guys from that nifty little 3D place here in Denver that they're closed.
Oh,
that would have been awesome.
They're close. Is it early? Wait. What time is it there? Same time, right? We're on the same time?
8:00,
8:08. Okay, well, that's not too early to toast. Come on now.
They got good hours.
I've been up all night long, so this place is awesome, man. It's really cool right here.
Oh, I bet. You're in Denver right now, huh?
Yeah, I'm sitting in a park downtown.
Very nice. Are there partakers in the park?
Other than people just driving through, I'm pretty much like the only person around here.
Well, it is kind of early.
Yeah,
people probably out getting their coffee and scones. So tell us a little bit about yourself and medical marijuana for Indiana.
I got myself involved in a little bit in this activist work that we all love so much. I was invited to go help with legalized medical marijuana for Indiana. I've been doing that since last year, actually. And beginning of the year last year, I actually started working with Combat Veterans Alternative Treatment for PTSD, which is based out of Portland, Oregon, which is my buddy of mine, his name's Sean. He's the one that started that group. He's actually the one that keyed me in on how I could go about being an Indiana resident and obtaining my medical marijuana card, which is unheard of in my land.
Yeah.
But I went through, I'm a veteran, actually was medically retired, technically finished up discharge last year. Was going through the whole array of pharmaceuticals and such, and obviously I converted over to cannabis and started educating myself more than, you know, well, enough to know better.
And are you still using the Western meds, or were you able to get off those?
Completely off of all the pharmaceuticals. I won't even take aspirin anymore. That stuff was, I mean, I was following the orders, I was down to, should be around 200 pounds, and, I was down close to 100 pounds, and, it was getting pretty bad with that stuff.
Yeah.
They weren't working, you know, it's either the whole typical thing, you know, it's, even though I was following their directions and such, they just, you know, I was getting used to them, and they weren't doing anything. It was like I was eating a handful of chalk a couple times a day for no reason.
No good. And
some pleasant side effects. I'm still here now, and I completely believe that cannabis is the reason I'm sitting here talking to you right now.
Excellent.
For a few reasons.
Awesome. What's going on in, I know you're in Denver now, but what's going on in Indiana?
We have until, I think tomorrow's the 30th, I believe. We've had a bill for decriminalizing cannabis in Indiana, and we just passed the committee, whatever it is, for industrial hemp, which is good news. It was a 7-0 vote. I think we've got to go through the federal approval before it's official. But our deadline is tomorrow. To have this thing passed on to the committee so we can have a chance. We have to wait a year again.
Wow.
So I'm hoping we get some good news, but they're taking it right down to the wire. So.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Is this just to legalize hemp, this bill, or does it also include cannabis?
As medicine or
recreational?
No, there's actually three different bills going on. There's the, I can't remember them specifically by number, but Senate Bill 314 is the one that's the decriminalization bill. I can't remember the other two, but the one with the, was the one that just passed the committee with the 7-0 vote or whatever it was, okay. That was for industrial hemp.
Oh, okay. That's what passed.
That is, yeah, there's three different ones going on. There's another one that's I think the other one is for recognizing medicinal marijuana patients in Indiana.
Organized.
But the funny thing about it though is, yeah. I'm sorry.
She was asking if they were organizing or recognizing. You're saying there's a new bill out there to recognize medical marijuana patients.
Well, as of now, they don't. You have to go across state lines, and that's kind of the loophole that I brought to Indianapolis when I went down for just the meeting December 10th. I more or less went through with my Senator Italian, she's been the lead person for a lot of things trying to get us decriminalized or legalized every year. She's doing a great job. But basically I went down there and spoke with her before the committee meeting. And basically told her, you know, that they need to correct this, especially in Indiana, because that's obviously where we are. More or less I told them, I explained them, if you don't want to cooperate, you know, here's my card. here's my paperwork for my grow site out west, and it's you know, it can be done without you. If you don't want to cooperate, we will go around you, and I know people that their lives are depending on this here in Indiana. They will do exactly what I've done and simply drive across the state, and all of that revenue will go to another state. It's your loss if you don't do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's luckily I was able to find a loophole, and that Portland does issue to out-of-state, so more or less anyone in the country can go travel to Portland, Oregon if they're qualified. Get their card, go back home, go to a state, take your oils or whatever it is you need for what's wrong with you, and you're good. I mean, you have to do some traveling, but that's one way to do it, technically.
Well, how would Indiana, I mean, they're not going to recognize your Oregon card, though, correct?
Yeah, technically, I mean, because we've all followed the law all these decades, technically you can't bring any medication back over state lines.
Right.
As we all know, since this prohibition has started, there's some people out there who don't care about that law. But that's at your own discretion, obviously. But, I mean, people have been doing it despite that law anyway.
Hmm.
Which, if you really want to go into deep detail, I think it's all nonsense. Anyway, if you look into the history, and I'm pretty sure you guys probably have, it's all nonsense. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, and the fact that, you know, it's not like laws are being created in Colorado and Washington and all of a sudden people are smoking pot. It's the opposite. People are smoking pot and have been, and they've been patients and recreational users since the beginning of time. You know,
I don't see psychotic zombies running around Denver trying to eat each other because
pot's
legal here. That's
one of our questions. We were concerned. Zombie apocalypse.
I did see a drunk guy going down the road acting a fool, but that was one person out of the whole state.
We have a lot of people that help you politically. Do you have a group that goes out? Is there a normal organization over there?
As far as Indiana, there are several groups and pages, you know, social networking groups. We do have an Indiana chapter for Normal. There's a couple, two or three different ones. They do a great job keeping on top of things. There's a guy, Neil, from Indianapolis. He's on it, man. And we've got people like myself that are just putting hours on hours and hours of putting pressure on the proper people, I guess you could say.
Awesome.
We're going for the neck jabs, man. We're not holding back at all. Especially since people are learning the truth about the history.
Larry, I have a question for you.
I may have an answer.
Oh, good. Is this criminalization particularly hitting vets severely, do you think, returning vets? Are they getting into trouble for using marijuana for medical purposes?
You know, there's I don't really necessarily have a specific direct answer for that, but I've heard information about if you're in a friendly state, so to say, that they will not do anything against you. I've heard other vets and such coming from the VA saying, you know, their doctor says, you know, I don't see marijuana as a drug. When they ask them, you know, do you take drugs? And they're like, well, I smoke a little weed. Do you take drugs? I'm eating drugs. officially, I believe technically you're supposed to possibly get in trouble if you're still on the orders, if you're still active. Obviously, it's not good, you know, going against the federal.
Your alliances that you might know a little bit more about that population.
That particularly, I'm not really. I couldn't quote anything for you. I've been retired out, so I mean, it's.
Well,
you know, it's a little different for me now.
Yeah,
it's easier for you now.
Technically, I guess.
well.
Yeah, we won't go there.
Maybe slightly, yeah, we won't go there.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, we can talk about whatever you want to if you want to really want to get into it. But, you know. Oh, what?
No,
I just was going to say I was really curious about what was all going on in this whole Indiana activism that you're doing. You know, are you making progress with?
Yeah, do you guys have a petition going around? Like over here, we have a petition. In fact, one of our the Democrats from our state is actually supporting it now and trying to get cannabis legalized this year for us. Who's doing what over there in Indiana? When do you think it'll be legal?
When do I? Well, I was hoping this year, but I'm beginning to feel disappointed in those in power, so to say. But we have to answer your question, I guess we do have a lot of petitions going around. I've been pushing the one that's the one recently that happened like 3 days ago, when Obama made the statement of marijuana being less whatever than alcohol.
Yeah.
There was a petition started for that, and that thing ended up with like 36,000 signatures and within 24 hours. And I think it only needed like, last time I checked it before I left to come here, I think it only needed like 5,000 more signatures. But that one is to try to get them to drop it federally, which,
I saw that actually. I did see that. Someone sent me a text about it actually.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it got thousands of signatures. Quickly.
Oh,
I mean, that was an awesome bold statement for him to say. I mean, it's, you know, he still has a little. He knows more than that, and he had to be careful with what he said, and especially because the alcoholics out there, man, they're a big team to play against. You know, you can't really make them mad. Got a lot of buddies that like their spot. You know.
To be official, that's probably one of the very, very few things that I could say I agree with that man. I don't want to get on the whole Obama conversation, but or anybody that holds that position, some of the things they do, but that was a good step. But I mean, if you look into the history, I mean, you know, before 100 years ago. You know, before there was TVs and such, when everybody was told, you know, respect your elders and follow orders, you know, the whole, you know, the way it was back in the 1920s and 30s and whatever.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, yeah. People didn't even have TVs. So, I mean, like, if speaking of TVs, this whole prohibition thing, I compare this to when TVs first came out. If you look into the history of that, to get off track a little bit, when TVs came out, they were trying to ban them because they thought they were a gateway to hell because we're just so out of the ordinary. And you know, I don't understand this. Don't touch it. Well, it's, a lot of people nowadays just simply don't understand the facts. I get it day after day after day of people saying, no, this can't happen in Indiana. What are you doing? And then when you show them a link of like, look, you know, back the, marijuana is what made America what it is now. In the earlier days of the country, everybody was required to grow hemp or cannabis, or you were fined. If you look into the history, you could actually be put in jail back in the day because you didn't participate in trying to, you know, grow pot for America.
Yeah,
looking this stuff up. It's there.
Yeah, the war effort, sure, absolutely.
The other perspectives of things that really irritates the, can I cuss on your show? It irritates the you know what out of me, is that the United States government owns a patent on medicinal marijuana, praising how good it is compared to pharmaceuticals, but then they turn around and put you in prison for something the size of a toothpick.
Because it's a neuroprotectant, and there was another like, you know, anti something or other it did, but it's a neuroprotectant.
Well,
yeah.
Do one of you guys have access to like internet right now? I'd imagine. Can one of you jump on the computer?
Oh, you bet. What are we looking up?
Let's play a game. Obviously, you'd be able to look up that the United States has a patent. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah.
They're trying to say in Indiana that they wanted to have a panel to do some research on cannabis before they considered, you know, giving it a shot. And the thing that irritates me is just simply type in, I want to say, cured 700 ailments cured by cannabis or something like that. You just type in something like that, and you'll come up with this web page that shows a listing of 700 diseases that is proof positive that cannabis repairs or corrects completely if it doesn't help with it. I mean, there's 700 right there just in that one email. Epilepsy. I mean, it just irritates me that there's these children, adults too, but I mean children particularly, that can have hundreds of seizures a day. And you simply introduce them into the proper treatment with cannabis oil and such, and it stops almost immediately for just about everybody.
I see this 700 medical cannabis studies sorted by disease. It just came out just January 20th.
It should show a link per ailment for all the corrections of what that does. That's 700. Just right there.
Each one has a particular link for their case study.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. Seven.
I mean, you can't tell me that they haven't done research. They've had a patent on this since, what, 2003?
I don't know. I think it was earlier than that, actually. But, yeah, absolutely. They'll do the same as they do. They have their own patients and grow it. I mean, come on. If you did even a little bit of research, you would find out.
Our first flag was made with hemp.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I was just saying, I mean, our first flag was made with hemp. I mean, that's...
How do you do
something against your country's first flag?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to make some people mad with this show.
Not at all. In fact, we have a blogger that has a question for you, and they want to know specifically how cannabis has helped you.
I'm not dead.
Okay.
That pretty much sums it up in the simplest form. Obviously, it has all of its medicinal benefits. I was able to get off of all the pain pills. I was able to get off all the anti-inflammatory pills. I was able to get off the anxiety pills. My mood changes went away, obviously, because I wasn't putting a cocktail of these pharmaceuticals in my system, just messing everything up. I was able to rein everything back, and I can work with my issues with one thing, and there's no negative side effects to cannabis. And it's like I said, I mean, I was going to go into detail with a lot of things. I was on these pills for a while, and you know, not to get too disgusting, but I was passing blood for a year and a half. And you know, obviously the only thing that I was doing was taking my medications. But if it's like I'm dumping a cup of Kool-Aid in the pot, I mean, there's something going on. And that was
for yourself.
That I finally did a little homework, and I realized that I could wean myself off of those things and convert it. Oh, if that answers your question.
And Mary had a question that she wanted to know if you discovered this on your own, that cannabis was more helpful than the medication and less dangerous. And did the doctors help you at all?
No. Actually, that can end up branching off into multiple other different conversations, but my mother has cancer and MS. I learned how it helped her. I mean, it was like a flip of a switch. I grew up around this stuff. I mean, it's I'm a biker. So, I mean, it's I grew up around that kind of a environment one way or another. Through my military career, you know, some people might not like how this sounds, but when a lot of our soldiers are coming back and they're going through the same thing that I am, a lot of our soldiers are, seeing what it can do for them. And, you know, it's the bad thing about it is I've seen a lot of good soldiers lose their careers and their pensions because they tried to fix themselves naturally.
Can I ask you a personal question about that? About soldiers coming back from war? Can you tell specifically what it is that cannabis does? I mean, what is it that you're experiencing that cannabis is helping with? What's the PTSD like for you? You don't have to get too graphic, but I mean, are you very sensitive to sound, smell, you know, what happens for you and what does cannabis do? And this will help a lot of people because a lot of people are afraid to, admit that they have these symptoms because they, you know, because they're supposed to come back, quote unquote, strong and you have to be this way or that way. But, you know, there are a lot of suicide numbers, high numbers amongst all that, a lot of veterans coming back. Sorry, talk to us.
I get what you're saying. I don't mind that anyway. The reality of it is you simply can't be, it doesn't matter what age you are, you could be fresh out of high school and the only thing you've ever done with your life is played Xbox. Or you could, you could be 20, 30, whatever years old and regardless, I mean, people have different ways of looking at things. It's different for every specific person. Some people shrug it off, but the reality is you can't take someone who's just your standard of civilian and then send them on the other side of the world where more or less everyone in the country is trying to kill you and not come back changed in one form or another. But to get more to your point, I did go down that slippery slope myself. And the fact is that I dwelled in the shadows there for a while myself, but I have a long history of not so pleasant things from like birth, it seems. But the reality is that it's a lot more common than people think of people having a lot of issues. I lost a lot of guys out of my company that I retired out of. The 713 Cyber Company, we got hit pretty hard in Afghanistan in this last deployment. We lost a handful of good guys, and when our guys came back, I wasn't able to go on this deployment. But when our guys came back, it was obvious that a lot of them were having troubles, but everybody tends to kind of hold things in, and you simply have to find someone that you can talk to. I had to get off track of things, but more or less, I mean, cannabis is a social thing. Aside from that, the effects that it has on you is it helps you to work on one single plane, with a lot of different things. It helps calm you down. It helps you organize your thoughts. And I don't know if I'm getting off track or whatever, but
not at all. This is great.
It's like a universal Band-Aid. I don't know how to exactly to word things, but everybody's different, but there's a lot of guys that just don't know how to get help.
Well, and a lot of guys don't understand that it's just not recreational, that it really helps you medically, right?
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of what I said to someone the other day. As far as the comparison of medicinal versus recreational, you remember the Flintstone vitamins?
He had loved those.
Yeah, it was kind of medicine, and it was kind of fun. They weren't banned.
Yeah. Should be. It's all sugar and crack. Colors.
But, I can go back and forth on this stuff all day long, but I mean, one of my more popular quotes that I use on people when I'm talking to them is, you know, I don't see SWAT teams running around looking for poison ivy and poison oak. And how many thousands of people does that damage a year? I mean, you could probably Google that, and that's like 50,000, 350,000 people a year or something like that. I think I Googled that a couple of days ago.
That hard.
Damaged by poison ivy.
Wow. Well,
I don't see SWAT teams running around the forest making sure there's no poison ivy in the world.
Maybe they should. Yeah. Maybe that's where the efforts will go after cannabis. They'll go around and get real weed. The real weed.
Yeah, there's a gentleman from Leap. I mean, we all know who Leap is. I watched a video that he did not too long ago. He stated that America spends on an average about $70 billion a year chasing hippies. That's pretty much the reality of it.
Jeez, so hippies. They are. Hippies are in good shape.
they're spending on this whole, the whole spectrum of hunting down pot and cannabis users. They're spending on average about $70 billion, with a B, billion dollars a year chasing hippies. And that will probably snowball into the old corrections side of this conversation here shortly.
Well, and imagine what they could do with that money if just, let the hippie be, quote unquote. And it's on some different things, like heroin, Michelle. Meth.
Yeah,
I mean, we're camps in this town, people. Come on, get the meth under control here.
If we ended this now, that's just an example. You say you end this now and you're automatically saving $70 billion a year, and you divide that up between the states, how many homeless people is that going to help? How many people that are detrimentally ill would that help? How many school programs could actually not have to shut down because, you're blowing money and chasing hippies for
teachers wouldn't have to
cheap
buy
labor in the prison systems?
Yep. Well, I know. We know. We need some people out there that aren't as familiar that we hold high positions, we can educate and get change.
Yeah, it's got to change.
Yeah. Are you going? When's the Denver Fair? There's all sorts of. There's 9 different categories of cannabis competitions they're having.
State fair.
Yeah, it's a state fair. I'm ready to go.
Oh, really? I know there's a bongathon coming up in August.
Oh no, you need to go. The coffee shops will be opening pretty soon here over there. You need to get in there and ask them when the state fair is. There's having competitions on. They said growing. They're judging clones by pictures. People are bringing pictures of their clones in. You
and
can't
they
bring
have
plants.
A special place away from the where they judge.
Oh, okay, they're gonna have a joint growing contest, but it's gonna be oregano instead of weed. So there'll be some things happening. Definitely check it out. I think it's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, I'll probably go and check out some stuff. I'm gonna be here for a little less than a week checking out the area. So it's the point of when we first started chatting, the whole point of why I wanted to come out here, and I wanted to make a point to make this statement. This whole thing comes down to an equal rights thing now. If you really think about it, I wanted to come all the way here from Indiana and come here to Denver, knowing that I'm coming to a state where it's legal. Now, this is the United States of America, last I checked, and this is supposed to be, according to your Bill of Rights, equal rights throughout the states. How is it that you can come here and it's going to make some people mad? How is it you can go across the state line and you can smoke freely and the rest of the country can't have the same opportunities? Uh, I, I commend these guys here in Colorado. It takes some, I mean, it takes some kahunas to go up against the, you know,
it does.
But,
and that's
and I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I think that's a great statement.
It is impressive, you know.
Perfect.
And so we go Colorado, Washington, you know, who's next? Texas, California, New York, Arizona.
It's happening.
It's totally happening. They just needed someone to the first foot out that front, that little Santa closet they've been hiding in.
It's taken people like us to show people that, you know, you've been lied to for nearly 100 years. It's not the Reefer Madness nonsense that people think that it is. And I hate referencing that stupid movie, but that's literally how people think. I mean, that was back in the day when TV first came out and you got the old timies of this has to be true. That's, and it's not. It was for political gain. The oil industries, the paper industries, the government, all these people teamed up together to run this monopoly, and it snowballed into what it is now. It's completely nonsense.
Well, I think it's great that in, you know, 10, 20 years from now, kids are going to be sitting around going, what's the big deal? And we're going to be flabbergasted at all the things they could do.
Right.
What? Back in my time?
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be like, well, it's not your time anymore, old lady. You know? Marijuana time.
Yeah. People just have to see the truth. You know, it's the common phrase is, how do you ban what's in mother's milk? We have naturally producing system in our bodies called the endocannabinoid system, and it works with your immune system to help you heal. And it literally has a component that is nearly identical to cannabis. It's in everybody. You think people that have cannabis in their system should be in jail? Go put handcuffs on yourself because you have it in your body. I don't care who you are. You have an endocannabinoid system. So go ahead and go lock yourself up with the rest of the hippies that you're trying to pay 19 cents a day for.
I'm going to stand on the corner with handcuffs now and just offer them up to people.
Here you are.
Here you go.
You're breaking the law.
Yeah, breaking the law. We can make
sense. I shouldn't give them any ideas. They might use that.
Harley, you're getting a little extreme there. You got us all fired up a little bit. You got to smoke some indica. Okay, here's some questions. We got a fun question. What's your favorite strain? We know you have one.
You know, I'll be entirely honest with that. I really don't have one. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, and I it's like riding a roller coaster if you don't know what you're getting sometimes. But the reality is, I mean, it is what it is. It does what it does, and I like it all.
All right.
I don't care if it's oil. I don't care if it's, you know, hybrid, I don't care. I mean, it's, weed brings peace, it brings happiness, weed brings everything that's good.
And what's your favorite way of consuming, as it's so titled now, ways to consume cannabis? Do you like to eat it, smoke it, vape it?
You know, I did a dab thing, this whole dab thing that's out now. I did that for the first time when I was out in Portland. It was okay. But I guess I'm just old school, man. I'm one of those, give me a bowl.
Yeah, no
kidding. It makes you think, you know, it's some of the most creative people I've ever met in my life were potheads. You can go to any pothead and you go, hey, I'll give you $10 if you can make the most awesome bong you've ever seen in your life. You've got 10 minutes. I'm just throwing something off of there, but I mean, it opens your creation, open your minds. You know, it makes you learn.
Hey,
you know.
You know it. All right. Yeah, There you go. Harley, we might just have like a secret bong making show and have everyone video bong making and we'll put it on.
He used to crack jokes like, man, I can make a bong out of a spare tire. Well, I actually did one time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well.
What else would you like to know? I mean, that's we're we're pushing pretty hard in Indiana, but I don't know if they're going to do what they're supposed to do.
Well, they'll probably follow suit with along with the rest of the country. I really secretly think that, well, I don't think it's secretly, I think it's out loudly that the government is secretly already creating their program. You know, one of the articles we were reading about the DEA and what they said about the states experimenting with these programs, and to go for it, go for your experimentations, because I think they're just, they got someone already writing out their own, they've got a better marijuana program than they do a healthcare program. I would tell you that for sure.
Right.
They're going to have a hell of a fight. Can you imagine?
There ain't going to be no breakdown there.
WashingtonDCWeed.com. Ooh, someone already took it right there. Dang, song. Yep. So seriously, I have a heck of a pot program. Yeah.
What you're doing, great. Going around.
No, answer the door.
Going around and educating yourself. I mean, I'm so impressed with what you're doing and how you're handling this.
Oh.
Dang
it.
Are you talking about what I'm doing in Indiana?
Yeah,
and the fact that you're cruising around the country to explore.
I mean, it basically came down to once I started doing this research, it was the more pissed off I was getting about what I was learning. I could sit here for hours, you know, comparing apples to oranges with you guys, it's just wrong. I mean, it's just a simple way of putting it. It's just wrong, and people need to, if people are going to make a judgment, whether it's for or against, don't make a judgment until you've done some research, because if you go by rumors, as with anything else, you're probably going to be wrong.
Yeah, true.
You know?
True. You got to do your own research. Get your own facts, and Michelle over the DEA has a whole library full of them. Jeez, come on. Get the library.
Yeah.
Take some shells.
I mean, if these people in these positions are being paid that much money to hold a position to be anti-cannabis, you would think that they would take the time to do some homework. And how is it that when you do any kind of research on cannabis, Yes, I'll admit, I do read the nonsense, you know, articles, and I do watch the videos about somebody saying, oh, I died from, it's nonsense, but it's entertaining. But how do you have a position like that and not do any research and realize this is a lie? And, I mean, where does greed trump the well-being of the people in your own country?
It
just doesn't make sense.
Trumps it when someone's son or daughter, you know, is born with something, or their niece or nephew or their neighbor or their mom or their dad. When they are directly and immediately affected, that's when it changes. And it's sad that it has to take that for a lot of people. Not for everybody, but it's sad that it has to get that far for some people to go, oh, hey, maybe this is okay. You know?
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and you can see video after video of some unfortunate guy who's got this little kid, 3-year-old son or something, that's, you know, watching him convulsing, crying, and you know, from epilepsy, for example, and it's as simple as if you introduce cannabis into the system, it supercharges your endocannabinoid system, and it helps you fix, like, everything that's wrong with you. It's what it's for. And the simple fact is the government doesn't want to give up the funding that they get from they don't make profit off of healthy people. That's what it comes down to.
They will if they let them grow their own weed.
Right.
Can you imagine to register all the plants you grew with the government like farmers do? Like, they sent you your weed seeds, and, oh, boy, I'm giving them too many ideas. Sorry, I'll stop.
All the products that people would come up with?
Yeah, wow. But, hey.
There's a lot of stuff that I post on my page, and I probably have some people that are probably waiting to catch me in that alley somewhere at the right time, right place, but I don't really care. Somebody's got to speak up. You can go through just about any of the posts, and I have a link there. It's not me making stuff up. It's I find information about things. And one of the things that will probably make you mad is you could look up, you got the old Google mystery machine going on over there. You can look up CA's involvement with the drug cartels in Mexico. And you would... It's something along the lines of the CIA being involved with drug cartels and having meetings in Mexico. You type that in somehow, and it'll come up with an article about, you'll see like a Mari Povich had a show where ex-CIA people were talking about how there was all this stuff going on. And these guys are like explaining that the CIA is in the middle of this. I'm going to get shot on the way home probably, but... I'm not making this stuff up. It's on there.
People in there at the coffee shop. I know.
Lock the door. What's the weather like? There, is it cold?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's go on and on. But the point is, I think it's wonderful that all the states are coming out of their own can of closets. They're making up their own laws because they can, because it's their constitutional rights. And if anybody has a problem with it, do some research. Don't, you know, judge without doing some research. Yeah. What are the websites where people can find you when you're not in Denver? When you're in Indiana? Somebody in Indiana wants to support you and is listening to our show. How do they contact you?
I help admin on Facebook. There's a legalized medical marijuana for Indiana is a way to find me. I also help admin combat veterans alternative treatment for PTSD, and that is based out of Portland, Oregon. But more or less, I mean, I'm all over the place. Usually about any of the, I'm chatting with Philly, I'm chatting with Kentucky, Ohio. I'm all over the place, so you'll probably see me making some sort of comment on just about all the pages.
Awesome. Well, we thank you so much for being a part of the show and a part of the cannabis movement. It's awesome what you're doing. Hello, say hi to Denver,
Seth. Glad to have you playing for a while. I appreciate you having me on the show. It was good times.
Yeah, thank you so much. Take good care of yourself and safe journeys.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right.
Wow. Inspirational guy.
There you go.
He's out there.
He's out there. He is doing...
He's following the
person. Walking the talk. He's doing it.
Yeah.
So Larry. That's Indiana, awesome. Medical marijuana for Indiana. It should be for every state.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. And their hemp movement's great, too. And he's right. You were required. Farmers Act during World War II were required. If you look up Hemp for Victory, you can go on YouTube. 15-minute long video. It's awesome. And it actually not only educates you about the fact that farmers were required to grow hemp, but all its uses. I mean, you'd be surprised. The ropes on the ship, like, hello, sails and flags and pants and shirts and shoelaces. Like, they talk about parachutes. They talk about all the different ways that they used it. It's awesome. My dad's like, oh, no. What did we do? I can hear it now. That's your dyer. That's your priest. All right. Ah. They had frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. Okay. I'm hoping that this week you can come to Tumbleweeds, if not by the end of next week, but you can pick up your Arizona Diamondback pocket schedule with a little Tumbleweed Health Center
logo.
Image. We'll go with look. It's our little, it's a blurb. We'll say a blurb. Logo's coming. We have a look right now. The logo's on its way. If they still like us, I sent more of a question. Okay. We will be at the Peace Fair February 22nd from 11 to 5, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is an environmental fair for businesses and companies and organizations. It's actually called the Peace Fair Music Festival. There's a link. If you go to tumbleweedhealthcenter.com, there's a link on our website to their calendar. They've got a lot of stuff, these peace people. I love it. They got a lot of peace going on in the world. It's
music,
great.
Music,
free activities.
Games for the kiddos.
They had a vegetarian spaghetti dinner that I was going to try and go to the other night, but I missed.
Those are great.
They got all sorts of great community things, like meditations and peace walks and hikes and whatever. But you should check it out. It's great. And we're hoping to get in the Folk Festival this year because that's just a fun place to be. Yes, our new logo is coming soon. Oh, and Dixie Elixirs. We've got some testimonies from some patients that are using these high CBD hemp oils.
The response is fantastic.
Very fantastic. We are waiting for our shipment to come in. So be patient with us because we've got a great order coming in for all those who have tried it, and for those who haven't, it supposedly is working wonders for people. Very, very great product. You can check out Dixie Elixirs on our site as well. And let's see, I was actually going to look at, if you go to azmarijuana.com, we've got an ad down there flashing down on the sidebar there. $65 recertification.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. And we process paperwork for $35 if you don't want to take the chance of losing your $150 sending it in with the wrong paperwork or a bad picture. Come down to Tumbleweed, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. We're right next to that gargantuan vapor store. Velvet Vapes? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
They've got, like, crazy-ass flying men out front, giant signs for the gays, it's open. I mean, they've got it covered, lit-up signs. And then there's a huge, and if you miss that, there's a gargantuan 10-foot marijuana sign out there. And there's our A-frames, but the new logo's going to be good. So we would like to thank azmarijuana.com for, I didn't get to read really anything from their site this time. But they've got great news. If you go, they've got everything from doctors, where to find us, where to get certified here in Tucson. We've got a great new doctor, Dr. Anna. She came on Monday on short notice. Thank you for doing that. That was awesome. And got our patients of Arizona certified. So come on down and meet the new doctor. And check out azmarijuana.com for our ad. They've got news. It says here's something in the news. Marijuana ads are banned on Google, Bing, Facebook, and Twitter.
Marijuana ads.
Marijuana ads. Marijuana. Yeah, it says I'm just gonna read it because I started it. It says marijuana. Like that. Marijuana industry businesses will have to find new websites to advertise their now legalized products and services on. Google, Bing, Facebook, Twitter, and other major websites are not going to allow marijuana-related businesses to advertise.
Why?
Okay. Marijuana industry businesses such as dispensaries, doctors' offices, attorneys, and others are being forced by these websites' anti-drug policies to advertise with marijuana-friendly websites such as azmarijuana.com or Hemp American Media Group, which has a network of high-traffic websites that provide advertising specifically for the marijuana industry. Even in states such as Colorado and Washington, where marijuana is legalized, similar to alcohol and tobacco, the website giants are going to keep their current unreasonable and biased drug policies for advertising. If Google and Facebook can target alcohol ads to adults, they should be able to target ads to adults about a less harmful substance like marijuana in states where it is legal, told Mason Mert of the Marijuana Policy Project to the Huffington Post. Such an arbitrary and hypocritical decision is not going to sit well with a lot of people who utilize these websites. No, it isn't.
No.
Facebook's advertising guidelines state that ads may not promote or facilitate the sale or consumption of illegal or recreational drugs, tobacco products, or drug or tobacco paraphernalia. Twitter's policy is similar in stating it prohibits the promotion of drugs and drug paraphernalia globally. And Google's official policy does not allow for the promotion of illegal drugs, legal or synthetic highs, herbal drugs, chemicals, and compounds with psychoactive effects, drug paraphernalia, or aids to pass drug tests. They better just shut their site down. These anti-drug advertising policies aren't exclusive to Google, Facebook, and Twitter. Many other search engines, such as Bing and Yahoo, also ban drug-related advertisements on their websites and go on to specifically state recreational drugs as part of the ban. With pro-marijuana legalization quickly changing throughout the world, it's only a matter of time until these website giants and others begin to allow for medical and or recreational marijuana advertisements. Until then, marijuana businesses will be forced to find other high-traffic websites that allow marijuana-related advertising. Boo,
it affects a lot. Just look at the long tentacles out there.
Man.
Wow.
Boo.
Amazing.
I don't like that. That's not a good thing. Well, we should probably tell a joke.
Yeah.
Let's bring up the spirits here. I got a good joke. Okay. What's the difference between a drunk and a stoner at a stop sign?
A drunk and a stoner at a stop sign?
The drunk guy runs it, and the stoner waits for it to turn green. Okay. What did the frog say after lighting up? For all you little kids, no, I'm just kidding. What did the frog say after lighting up? Don't worry. Be happy.
Be happy? Hopping around.
Should I? I don't know. That's a stretch. There was a really good one. Here's one. The police officer says, "How high are you?" And the pothead says, "No, officer. Hi, how are you?" All right. Well, we'll we're going to end on that note. We would like to thank Larry Hawkins from Medical Marijuana for Indiana. Thank you for joining us. That was an awesome show. Thanks, Larry, and for traveling across the country to find out what the heck's going on in these other states. Get to the state fair.
Awesome.
Just go have some fun.
Yeah.
Do some judging. Contest. thank you, Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing. We got some killer test results back recently from them. We like them. Very awesome. Thank you. AVMarijuana.com and Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for always hosting this awesome show. Come down, get certified, get recertified, get your accessories here. I think Blog Talk is going to let us continue our show, hoping, because it's about marijuana. I don't think they care. All right. Stay tuned for more awesome shows. Come down, $65 recertification, $85 if you're brand new. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Woo! Woo-hoo!